Blog Talk Radio.
There is something burning, keeping me alive.
Yeah.
Telling me to fight until the morning light.
Yeah.
It won't let me quit, it won't let me stop. Won't let me stop. It's rebuking the fear, rebuking the worry. Stop worrying. Rebuking the lies and anxiety. I'm holding on to this one thing that helps me believe.
To the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening and God bless you, everyone. You are listening to Taking It to the Streets, Bible Study and Prayers for Hope and Healing at Christmas Time. Now, I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I'm being joined by some of our anointed servant leaders here at Spirit Alive in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, and Minister Adam Tuggle. Hallelujah. Tonight is very important to me because every day we need to pray. And at this time of the year, stores and malls are ringing with joyful voices singing joy to the world, and tis the season to be jolly. And yes, we can see those flashy advertisements that are depicting families gathered around a table or a twinkling Christmas tree filled with presents. We can see churches display a serene, peaceful manger scene with Jesus' family gathered around him, looking down at him and lovingly smiling. Yes, Christmas is always shown as a joyful time of family togetherness and celebration. But for many people, Christmas is exactly that. It's a happy time of family, fellowship, food, and merry gift giving. Now, most Christians observe this as a time of added celebration and thanksgiving for the greatest gift ever given, the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. So the Christmas season is overwhelming with joy and celebration for most. But for others, Christmas can be the exact opposite. It can be an intense reminder of lost loved ones or that they have no close families to celebrate with. So instead of feeling joy, many people at this time of the year are feeling overwhelmed. They are anxious and they're feeling depressed. Christmas can potentially be a time of hopelessness and loneliness. And even though some of us may feel lonely or isolated during the Christmas holidays, it's important for us to remember the hope that Jesus is and that he brings. The incarnation, God becoming a man, is the very reason why we have hope. Without Jesus, we have no hope and only death to look forward to. As declared in 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14. But for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we are no longer hopeless. Scripture says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Mm-hmm. Now this living hope is the hope and promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our hope. We have hope because Jesus came as a man. He lived, he died, and he rose again. In Genesis, we read that God originally created a perfect world, but it was soon marred by Adam and Eve's sin. The consequence for sin was death. However, even during the darkest days in history, God offered a message of hope. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. God promised that he would send a Savior who would conquer Satan and deal with the problem of death and suffering. Now, Jesus came in the flesh as a little baby that first Christmas so that he could bear our punishment on the cross and then conquer death by rising from the dead. The first man, Adam, brought death, suffering, and the curse into the world through his sin. But the last Adam, Jesus Christ, will do away with those things. Someday we will dwell with him, with him eternally in a place where God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. That is in Revelation 21, verse 4. And then it goes on to say in verse 22 and 3, and there shall be no more curse. Just think about it. Loneliness and depression will be done away with forever. What a blessed hope for us to eagerly look forward to. But sadly, until then, we have to struggle with the suffering that came into the world because of Adam's sin and all of its consequences. But thankfully, even in the midst of our times of trial and tribulations, we can trust God. We know that all things work together for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, just like it says in Romans 8:28. And we come to remind you and encourage you tonight that for those of us that have placed our faith in Christ, we will always be a part of God's family. Jesus' incarnation, death, and resurrection also brings believers directly into God's family. You can read that in John 1 and 12 and Romans 8, 11 through 17. Although some of us may not have or may be isolated from our families, we need to be encouraged that those who have placed their trust in Jesus are a part of God's family. And all around the world, we have brothers and sisters in Christ to fellowship with. And we find examples of this throughout the New Testament. During the time of Jesus, Gentiles were considered unclean, and no Jew could eat or stay with a Gentile. You can read about that in Acts 10:28. Yet in Christ, such barriers were broken down. And now the Jews and Gentiles could openly fellowship with one another. Indeed, today, this Christmas, Christians can fellowship together whether they are Jew or Gentile, rich or poor, slave or free, male or female. Hallelujah. Example of this cross-cultural fellowship, examples feel the New Testament, like people like Peter, a Jew staying with Cornelius, a Gentile. You see, beloved, you may be alone, but tonight we came to remind you that you are never without family. And even if you are far away from your brothers and sisters in Christ, you are still never alone because Jesus is right there with you. The Lord promises that he promised us he would never leave us or forsake us. Jesus came to earth to be our Emmanuel, to be God with us. That was promised in the Old Testament in Isaiah 7:14. And he is still with us today. No matter how lonely you may feel, you are never truly alone because Christ dwells in your heart. And someday those who have trusted in Christ as their Savior will spend eternity with the entire family of God in his very presence. And I want you to focus, I want to encourage your heart tonight by telling you why focusing on the real meaning of Christmas truly leads to hope and healing. The first thing you need to focus on is that at Christmas, Jesus came to end all suffering. You see, God sees all the problems in the world, including yours, and he has promised to fix them. And to do this, he sent Jesus to carry out a plan to end all suffering. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Christ into the world because, of course, if he had not been born, he couldn't have died for our sin.
Amen.
And because of what Jesus came here to do, there one day will be no more tears. Hallelujah. Revelations 21:3-5 says, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. So as you sit there, maybe you're sick, you're in the hospital, and you're feeling all alone because your whole world has been turned upside down. Or maybe you just lost a loved one, like my mother and I did this morning. Or maybe you've lost a child or a dear, dear friend. Just remember, there is going to be a day where there will be no more disease. There will be no more tragedy. There will be no more suffering, no more death. And that's a cause. That's a reason for everyone to have hope and celebration at Christmas. The second reason I want us to focus on why we need to focus on the real reason, the true meaning of Christmas, is that Jesus came to deal with the source of our suffering. as part of God's plan to fix everything that was wrong in the world, he's going to do more than stop death, disease, famines, and natural disasters. He's going to do more, hallelujah, than just clean up an economy or restore a nation. He's going to renew people. And yes, thanks to God, we all need to be renewed. Why? Because the same thing that causes all the world's problems is the same thing that causes us to be selfish, bitter, unforgiving, unfaithful, and unreasonable. And the Bible calls all every bit of that sin. The Bible also teaches us that sin affects everything, our thinking, our relationships, our environment, and our health. So in addition to creating problems in your life, all right, and just as I create them in mine, our own sin can be a barrier to having a real up-close and personal relationship with God. It can prevent us from experiencing the comfort and the healing that he offers us. This comfort and healing is especially important if you're grieving during this holiday season. Because the good news is that at the first Christmas, Jesus came to offer a way to remove that barrier. And here's how he did it. You see, God says that sin is such a serious offense that it must be punished by eternal separation from him. But since God loved us so much, he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to earth to live a sinless life and to take the punishment for our sins by dying on the cross. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. This was the only righteous way to defeat sin and death and pave the way for a tear-free world God has promised in the future. Now, just in knowing that, once again, should be a cause to bring hope and healing. And for those of you who merely view Christmas as a time to receive gifts under your tree, I want you to know that the true gift of Christ is also still available to you. Just as a Christmas present only becomes yours as you receive it, the gift of forgiveness and a new life in Christ Jesus only becomes yours as you receive him by faith. God offers you this gift of a relationship with him, a relationship that allows you to experience the healing and the comfort that you so desperately need. And it also gives you a relationship that guarantees you an eternity that will be spent with him in perfect peace forever. Now, I know you may be sitting there looking at your computer or your phone and thinking, well, you know what? I may not deserve to be forgiven by God. You know, I used to be an abuser. I'm one of those bitter people. I'm one of those hateful people. God's not going to forgive me, even at Christmas. Well, here comes another word of encouragement. Listen to me and hear me. No matter what you've done, you can be forgiven. His love goes beyond anything that you've ever experienced. His love comes without conditions. And if you enter into a relationship with him, he accepts you because of what Christ did for you, not because of anything that you have done or you will ever do. just as the Bible says in Titus 3:5. It says he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy.
Yeah.
For beloved, you need to understand, it is by grace you have been saved or will be saved through faith. And this is not going to come from you. You need to understand that this is a gift from God. So it's not about your past sin. It's not about your works. It's not about you might not have been the greatest person. So how do you receive this amazing gift? Well, first you need to admit that you are a sinner who needs a relationship with God. Second, believe that Jesus died in your place, paying your sin debt, and be willing to allow him to make you obedient to him. So the first prayer of healing for tonight will come from me, and it's going to be short and sweet and to the point. I want you to just pray this. Dear Lord, I know I've done things that are wrong. Thank you. Thank you for forgiving me and giving me the gift of eternal life with you. Because right now, I'm standing before you repenting of my sin. I want you to come into my life, take control of my life. And I'm looking forward to the changes that you're going to make in it. And this holiday season, when I am feeling down and out and depressed, when I am feeling isolated and alone, Father God, remind me that my hope is in you. Remind me that there will come a day where there will be no more tears. Remind me that there will be a day when there will be no more disease, when there will be nothing but joy and singing and praising. So, Lord God, I want you to help me to begin that right now.
Yes.
And I pray that in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
At this time, I'm now going to ask our anointed servant leaders, one by one, will come in and they will give you a word of encouragement. They will pray with you and for you. So tonight, we are going to begin with Minister Adam Tuggle. Amen. Minister Adam, you had some prayer requests. Come forth.
Praise the Lord, everybody. First of all, I want to say praise the Lord. Second, I want to say I thank God for prayer on tonight, and I thank God for his healing in our lives in Jesus' name. I do have a prayer request on tonight. Please pray for the Newman family. They have suffered a loss in their family. First Lady Newman transitioned from this life into her eternal life on this week. So we pray for the Newman family in Jesus' name. On tonight, the Bible declares that we can be healed from any manner of sickness or disease or whatever we might be going through. But on tonight, the Lord has dealt with me on not just physical healing, not just, healing from sicknesses and diseases, but healing from our past, healing from our hurts, healing from anything that we might be faced with as far as mentally, emotionally, the hurts that we have been, the hurts that we deal with. And the one thing that the Lord has dealt with me on is I have a family member that dealt with that on this past Sunday. And as we were in service, you know, I was looking over at this particular family member, and the Lord started letting me know what was going on with this person. And tonight I want to say the same thing to everybody who's listening. We as the church, we as the body of Christ, some have, you know, lived the life of Christ and lived the way we needed to. And some of those people are in the ministry, are in the work of God for fame, fortune, and popularity. And the same thing that I told this individual is the same thing I'm going to say tonight. On behalf of the people that have hurt you, on behalf of the body of Christ, the ones that you have looked at and the ones that you have looked at and you know that they may have came off with an attitude at one time, and you know, they wasn't so holy at the time. On behalf of them, I ask for forgiveness for them. On behalf of the mother and the father that hurt you, I ask for forgiveness on behalf of them. Forgive them. My father used to tell me, forgive the ones that hurt you. Forgive the ones that, you know, that despitefully use you. Learn how to forgive so that Jesus can heal the wounds in your life. And we have a society, and we're living in a time now where everybody is clamoring for things because their life is so, I don't want to say messed up, but they're searching. They're searching for life. They're searching for life in all the wrong places. They're searching for life in this. They're searching for life in that. But today, in this Christmas season, just as well as John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He's here to give you life. He's here to heal the broken heart. He's here to heal you from all things that have hurt you, from all the people that have hurt you, from every time that you have suffered. He's here. And he's here to help you, and he's here to heal, not only heal you, but move you further in life, spiritually and naturally. He's here. And it reminds me of the woman with the issue of blood. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, she searched for healing for her natural body. She was going to physician after physician. And one day she heard about a man named Jesus. And the Bible says that if a man, and I'm paraphrasing here, if a man tries to save his life, that he's going to lose it. But if you will lose your life for his sake, you'll find it. Basically, what that means is that if you give up everything for him and you follow him and let him lead you and guide you, he will heal those things that are in your life that need to be healed. He'll heal that brokenness, that the person that left, the person that maybe passed away. And I know this is a season where suicide rates go up, depression goes up. Why? Because people have lost loved ones, people have gone through things, and this is that season. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to proclaim today, that no longer will a person have to go through that. As long as you cling to him, you won't have to go through it. You won't have to go through the depression. You won't have to go through the oppression. You won't have to go through the mind battles of, well, I don't have anybody else, so I might as well. I don't have anybody else, and I don't have nothing else, so I might as well just take my life. No. Not today. As of now, you have right to live because of Jesus. As long
yes.
as you cling to him, you have right to live.
Yes.
You
yes.
have something to live for.
Amen. Say that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something
Thank
to
you.
Live for. A lot of people, they don't. Some people say, well, I don't have nothing to live for, just like the praises of God. I don't have nothing to give God praise for. Well, you got something to give God praise for, and you have something to live for. Because
Amen.
the Bible lets us know that if we're on this side of heaven and we are living, we have right.
Yeah.
We have right to live because he put the breath of life in us. He put the breath of life in us. And so that gave us right to live today. So I'm speaking to everybody that's listening. You are going through, if you're going through an issue on today, if you're going through a problem on today, if you're going through a mind battle on today, all such silver and gold have I none. I don't have money. I don't have cars and clothes. Because that stuff can't make you happy no way.
That stuff can't bring you no joy, no way.
The cars, the clothes, the money, the houses, that stuff can't bring joy. And it can't bring no strength either. Because the Bible says the
Man.
Joy of the Lord is my strength. You
yeah.
want to know how to come through? Go after the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
In him he'll give you rest. In him
Amen.
He'll give you joy. And that's
Amen.
That's the, That's it. That's
Thank
all
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, that's all right. That's all right. Pastor Vanessa, beloved, come on in the room with your words of encouragement and your prayer for tonight, beloved.
Apostle Cook, I kept seeing this scripture over the weekend and even today as I was going through scripture and different, doing some of the devotionals and writing down things, I kept seeing Psalms 34 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was at work on my breaks, I just kept, this verse kept coming
yeah.
up. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. This is really the time of year where Apostle has said it, Minister Tuggle has said it, where there is a lot of hopelessness. I even had one of the people that I serve, customers called and was asking me about how I felt about this season. And I said, this is a season where it's very heavy. And they were surprised because for some people, they're very lighthearted and they like all, the spirit is giving and whatever, whatnot. But you know what? The older I get, the more that I see this spirit that is ushered in right before autumn. And
yes,
it usually
yes,
is a
yes.
very heavy spirit, a very despondent spirit,
mm-hmm.
a fit
mm-hmm.
shifting back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of loss. Now, we've experienced a lot of loss. And I don't want to
yes.
keep repeating this, but I know that the Lord is near to those of a broken hearted. And in one of my translations,
yeah.
it says, those who are despondent, those who are depressed, those who are cast down. Depression
yeah.
is one of the biggest epidemics that we see in this society today. And many
right.
physicians and people in society are starting to say, instead of suicide, they're saying death by depression. And so
yeah.
we, in the body of Christ, we can't exclude ourselves from this. And I'm going to pray for not just those who don't know God, but those who do, who are dealing with this spirit right now, for whatever reason, the loss,
mm-hmm.
Triggers, things that come up during this time, disappointments through the year that make people very heavy. And so I do believe it is an opportunity for us to be stronger for one another. When one is weak, the other can be strong. But I'm just going to pray about those who are brokenhearted for whatever reason. There's
Amen.
So many
Thank
but
you,
for whatever
Jesus.
Reason, even some people that suffer from seasonal disorder, you know how it gets dark now earlier? There are some people
yes.
that literally
Amen.
Heavy from
mm-hmm.
the less sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a true disorder. People don't think about that. But I thank you, Father God, today for this opportunity to make you big and to remind those in the body of Christ that you exist, you love us, you're loving, you're kind, you're faithful to us, and you are near to those of a broken heart. Save the crushed in spirit. So I thank you, Father God, that you usher that was ushered into the spirit of deliverance. You know how to talk and communicate to us. You know how to talk to that neighbor. You know how to talk to that our coworker, those who are dealing with all types of private afflictions. They're not telling people that maybe they're suffering from some kind of health issue, so they're suffering alone. You don't know what people are going through, Lord, but you do. And so I thank you, Father God, to making us sensitive to what people, some people are afraid this time of year, afraid of being alone, afraid of what it's going to look like next year. They're already afraid. I thank you, spirit of fear. You haven't given us that spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And I truly
Amen.
Believe
Amen.
Where one is weak, the other can be strong. We have to learn, teach us season how to bear one another's burdens. What is it going to look like for me versus what it's going to look like for Apostle Cook? It's not going to look the same. And I thank you, Lord, today that we're sensitive to what we can do. Even in the middle of the night, I think there's a strong sense, too, to intercede for different people that are dealing with all kinds of things. We can have our
yes,
own.
Lord.
But also, Lord, we
yes.
can just bring that person to my mind. Bring those people to our mind. What is organization right now is even looking at the red because they're in debt. We don't know what brings people to a place of despondency. These are the things that got into my heart right now. A lost business, a failed business, a divorce. Maybe they didn't lose something in. So they lost something tangible. They maybe
yes,
they were able
Lord.
To out of maybe they lost their house. I just thank you, Lord, for us being
yes.
sensitive to your heart as it pertains to those of a broken heart. Thank you, Lord, not just for answers.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, today for new places of communion and intimacy. That we're going through will bring us closer to you, Lord, and we'll never
yes.
turn back. So I thank you, Lord,
yes.
that you get the glory, that you give these people peace, whoever they are, wherever they may be in the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
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 Thank you so much,
amen.
Pastor Vanessa. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bishop, hallelujah. You can come right on in behind her.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. I'll tell you, this evening, I am more focused on trying to allow people to know that it is the presence of Jesus in the midst of their life that is the source of their health and their healing and their restoration.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Promise that we will always have health and healing.
Yes.
But it is always available for God to restore health and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And is it available? But Jesus Christ paid the price before he was nailed for your
yes.
physical health and healing when he was beat 3 times with a whip with pieces of metal and bone at the end of it. And he was struck with 39 lashes each time when the flesh and the muscle was ripped from his bones because God said that the devil would be permitted to slash his son, but not permitted to break any of his bones. And so Christ, for your physical wholeness, was paid in those beatings. See, Jesus Christ was not beat 3 separate times with 39 lashes each time just to be beat. He was beat to bear your burden. See, this is what it said in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So we were healed by his stripes that he received for our health and for our healing. And yes, we have to understand this was spoken of in the Old Testament in Isaiah 53:5. And it says, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. We have to believe that. We have to believe that he had a divine purpose in allowing his son Jesus Christ to be beat multiple times for our transgression. See, for our loss, our sin and our iniquity. We have to get to the point where we understand that that price that was paid was for us and for a purpose, because it says in God's word that it is God's will above all things that we would prosper and be in health.
Mm-hmm.
Our soul prospereth. And what that means is that our soul is to prosper first. And our soul is our mind, our will, and emotion. When we are meditating on the will of God and the word of God, then we are thinking of things that are good. We are thinking of things that are virtuous. We are thinking of things that are of good report. We are thinking of things that are pure. We are thinking of things that are true. And the world has a way. The devil has a 24/7 campaign to get you to focus on the negative, suggesting that the devil can win when there is only victory for him when we do not believe. There is only victory for the devil when we do not stand on the promises in God's word. And yes, there are times when you may feel despondent. Yes, there are times when you may miss a loved one. Yes, there are things that happen in life that you can't explain or you have a hard time receiving initially. But then we have to renew our mind to the word of God. We have to stand on the promises of God. And we have to understand that it is his will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. So then when we focus on Jesus and remember what he did, it says in Matthew 9:35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
Come on now, say that.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every sickness and every disease.
Yeah,
that
come on.
There is healing available for every sickness and every disease. And what's powerful about that is it's Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah, come on.
That's right.
So the ability for people to receive healing and wholeness is present wherever you're present. So we have to go past people's despondency. We have to go past people's grief. We have to point them to Jesus in all of them.
Yes, hallelujah. So say that, Bishop.
God's plan for them. If they are still alive, God's focus is on them and their peace. And the devil might try to steal your peace by taking away your comfort. The devil might try to take away your peace by taking away one of your loved ones. But you have to stand on the promise of God and then ask God.
Hallelujah.
His will is for you in this situation. And see, there are many memories, especially during this time. When you think of things that are good and virtuous and of good report and honest, when you reflect on all of God's blessings and the time that the people have been taken from you have contributed and deposited into your life, these memories that are more precious than gold, and you think of their investment in you, and you think of their prayers for you, you think of their example in your life. I know when my father passed, I had a feeling of loss. And at the same time, when I reflect on his presence in my life, I reflect on the songs, and I reflect on the prayers, and I reflect on the example of persistence, strength, and being present and available for God in spite of, our loved ones who are enduring, even in in long-term sickness. But then you see how God keeps them, and you see their peace, and you see their focus. And then you should be reaching into their example of peace in the midst of pain, peace in the midst of discomfort, understanding that God's presence is enough and that the power of his Son Christ is real. And you know what? God can always say something else, because he says to us that it's him. He says, and this is the mindset we should have. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. And see, when we're really praising God, that's what we're saying. We're saying, heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. And I shall be saved. We are speaking in absolutes. We are standing on the promise of God. And we're not stepping down, giving the devil room, thinking maybe we want a chair. I think I need to go over here because there might be something out there in the world that can cure me. No, you go to God first. In the name of Jesus Christ. With his Son, who beat to a pulp. Did not look like anything we've seen in the movies on TV. We've seen on the movies on TV is civil compared to what the devil actually did.
Come on. That's right.
Wholeness is what you need to walk into. But if we stop giving the devil room, if we stop tiptoeing around the devil and staying on the promise of the word, you're done with this nonsense. We're done sending our people, God's people, to therapists and to pharmacists and to others. We take them directly before the throne of God, and in the name of Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
We bring their deliverance. Because it's been paid for. Heavenly Father, I thank you this evening for all of your children, God. Father, I thank you for each and every one of them, God. I thank you for you wrapping your hands around each and every one of them, God, and allow them to see who they are through your Son, Jesus Christ. Allow them to see themselves through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through the broken body of your Son, Jesus Christ, that was payment for their physical wholeness. I thank you, Lord, right now for you giving them the desire and the ability to embrace that payment for their physical wholeness and restoration and the desire that you have that they live a more than abundant life and prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers, God. Father, give them a desire to focus on your word, to meditate on your word, to stand on your word so that they can be in perfect peace with you and they can see your restoration in the darkest situation. I thank you for this right now. Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Carver. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
Thank you, Apostle. I just want to ask all my church members to pray for me. I'm in a little bit of a dark place right now. But I know I'm not letting go of God's unchanging hand. He's all I have to hold on to. And I'm not going to forsake him for anything or anybody. I just thank you, Lord, for your faith, for your goodness to me, to my family, to everyone who may be going through a little bit of a trial right now, Lord. But we just want to come and thank you because we know you are a good God. And you will see us through it all.
Yes, you are, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus. We believe in you, Lord, and we're trusting in you to see us through it all. And I just thank you for it. And I just praise your holy and righteous name.
Yes,
and
thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what else. I can't say anymore right now, but God, I just thank you, and I just praise your holy and mighty name,
because
you're good to us. You bless
us.
Jesus. Amen.
No matter where we are, And you bless
yes,
him
Lord.
For all things. You bless
That's
him
right.
no matter what.
Yes.
When we fall
yes,
down,
Lord.
You pick us up. If the old devil says, oh, no, you're going to fall down and you're going to stay down. My Lord says, no. I'm going
All
to
right.
Amen.
I'm going
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to give her
Glory.
Another blessing. I'm going to bless her. And he's done
yes.
that for 77 years for me. And
Thank
you think
you.
I'm
going
to let
you,
the old devil turn me around? Just not going to happen.
Amen.
And I thank you for it. Jesus, I thank you for your sacrifice on that old cross. And I'm going to keep my
yes.
eye on that cross. Because that's
yes,
what you
Lord.
Went to, so I can have everlasting life.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I
My
come
Lord.
Home to you, I'll be home.
My Lord.
And I thank
you,
Lord,
you,
that
Jesus.
We're just passing through here.
Mm.
In Jesus'
Great.
Name.
We've got another
yes.
home to go to.
Amen.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
you prepared us a mansion there. And you thank
My Lord.
Lord. Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
And I
yes.
thank you, Lord. I just
thank
you,
Lord.
I ask and pray it all in Jesus' mighty name. And your
yes.
Son, holy and
yes,
righteous.
Yes, Lord God. We
Amen.
Pray it in
and
your
thank
name.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We just want to take out a moment, Father, to give you praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
We're encouraging
thank
people
you,
about healing and hope and healing at Christmas time. But Lord, we want to take out some time to just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for just coming down. You know, you, King
yeah.
Jesus, was the first one that said, send me, Father, I'll go. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And you allowed
thank
yourself.
You,
you gave up your deity. And you allowed yourself. You donned filthy flesh. You became as we
mm-hmm.
were, Lord, so that you could be God
yeah.
with us.
Glory.
Thank
Lord,
you.
We just need to give you some praise right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you,
God.
Jesus.
That we have
Thank
others
you.
In our studio. We are going to get to Apostle Zeta right now. But now, if there
yeah.
are others of you
yeah.
that are that want to lift up a prayer request or you want to lift up, just lift up those who are hurting or and are in need
Thank
of healing.
You.
If
you
press
you.
Your one right now, hallelujah, we will bring your voice into this prayer meeting. Because I truly do believe that if we are truly concerned about those who may be suicidal, those who are
mm-hmm.
isolated, those who are lonely and depressed, those who are
mm-hmm.
ill and they're grieving, the most loving thing that we can do this Christmas time is to keep them lifted up in prayer.
Yeah.
And to allow
yeah.
them to hear us.
Yeah.
As children of God coming together to say, we know that everything is not merry for everyone at Christmas time. So I'm going to ask Apostle Zeta to come on in to the room and let the Lord use her in his own special way. And if anybody else would like to join right in, you can push your one at this time and I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. Amen. Apostles, Mother Apostle Zeta, hallelujah. Come on in the room. Come on in the room.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And I thank the Lord for this evening. As everyone, mostly everyone has said, that this is a season when, you know, of course, there's joy among many of us, but not so with
everybody.
Many others. And so, you know, I've been just thinking about so many people are angry right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're bitter due to many things, loss of jobs, feeling helpless, hopelessness has set in and all of this. And many are upset because they don't have the money to buy gifts. And, you know, I've heard a couple of them this week say that, you know, they didn't have the money to buy gifts and they were, you know, bothered about that, gifts to the children, gifts to the family, and so on. And, you know, those are the opportunities that are placed before us. When we hear these things, we can let them know about the greatest gift, and that's Jesus. And
yes.
And so that's what I've been doing, is allowing people to know, just, you know, telling them about him, letting them know that he is the greatest gift that we will ever have. And our God is eternal. He's everlasting.
Yes.
He will always be. And he will always be available to us as children to help us in whatever the situation, the circumstances, the hurt, the grief, the whatever anyone might be going through. He is more than enough for us. And so a scripture came to my mind tonight to share, and it's out of Second Timothy, the fourth chapter. But, you know, I was just thinking about how in this season it lends itself to an opportunity to really minister, because there are so many hurting people, and they're not in our pathway for nothing, you know. It's a setup so that we can minister to their needs, so that we can help them through whatever they're going through. And on this past weekend, my daughter, my youngest daughter, and I were able to help. And because the Lord put this project on my heart, and it helped quite a few people. So there's so many things that we can do in the tangible sense to help others, and then pray with them, minister to their needs, provide when we can, and, you know, all these kinds of things. So it doesn't have to be hopelessness for them. You know, we can let them know that there is a God, that Jesus died for you. You know, he loves you. He cares for you.
Yes.
He wants you. And he's waiting for you to accept him and to know him, to have a relationship with him, to have a change of life. You know, whatever happens to people, oftentimes it's because it's their season. It's their season to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. And, you know, through our own faith, we can help to bring this about. Okay, well, the scripture that I'm going to read right now comes out of 2 Timothy, the fourth chapter. And it says, I looked at that because we have such opportunities to reach out to help those that are hurting. Oftentimes, we've been in the same position that many of them are, that we meet up with or know about or see, and we can let them know that I was in that same place before. But now I'm not. And it's because of Jesus and his love for me and for everyone. Okay, so it tells us in this passage, and of course we know that I can start with the first verse. It says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Praise God. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And I'm also going to read it. I think it's in the, see if I can find it here. Okay, I think I'm not sure if I have it handy. But anyway, I think it was in the NIV. This is the time that we are in. This is the season that we're living in. And so even the more do we need to be instant in season and also out of season when it's not our season, when it's not, maybe things are happening with some of us sometimes. But nevertheless, we know Jesus and we know what is already provided for us. We know what we have in him, but we need to make sure that others that don't know will know. Praise God. Hallelujah. And yes. We must do this even through long suffering. Oftentimes we still need to reach those that are hurting, those that are dying, those that are suffering, those that are in such grief that they don't even know what to do or where to go. So I guess I'm just saying tonight that even with all of that, it lends itself to opportunities that are open to all of us that already know Jesus, that already have experienced his healing power, his miraculous power, and all that he has promised, we know he will do. And some of us have experienced healings in all sorts of ways, inner healings, our physical healings, financial healings. So we know what he's able to do. So even the more we have an opportunity to let others know, to share with them the word of God, to instill faith in them, let them know that we need to believe God. We need to believe him for what his word says. We need to believe him for what his work has already displayed. We need to believe him. Someone said that, he died and he rose again. So many people need to know that, or even reminded of that, because sometimes people forget. People don't really oftentimes believe that Jesus really loves them because they're suffering. They don't know the suffering that he went through. And so we need to tell them. And I know we do, but I think even more so not right now in this season, where so many people are feeling unloved, feeling like they're forgotten,
especially the
looked down at. And I see a lot of homeless people from time to time, and we serve them, and so. I know how they feel because they express it all the time, but it's like an opportunity to bring someone to Christ in these situations. So there's much to do. So we also need to be praying for more laborers. The harvest is ripe. Overripe. But this has been a blessing tonight, and just focusing on the needs of others It helps us, too, to forget about anything that we may be going through, because it's not about us. It's about Jesus and making sure that we're doing what we need to do in order to save souls, in order to see people healed. And we're a part of that. That's what we're called to do, to make sure that they are healed, because we can point them to the healer. Many can be delivered because we can let them know who delivered us and allow them to know that there is hope if they put their hope and trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to stop there.
Okay. Are you going to pray, Apostle Zeta?
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Father God, I just lift up these ones that feel so helpless in this season, and those that are going through, those that have lost loved ones, and they're grieving because it's even heavier this time of the year. So I pray that they will be lifted up, that during this season that many will turn towards you, that they will come to know you and the pardon of their sins, and they will be healed. They will be delivered. They will be set free. And I pray also that those that are without shelter, without food, without clothing, that they will have help, that you will send forth help that can reach out to them and solve some of their needs. I pray that their basic needs will be met, and even beyond that, as they come to know you in the pardoning of their sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. And finally, I want to just also say a prayer for our elderly as the holiday season, because so many times, because it is Christmas, the focus is on children. But we have a lot of elderly people that could use your love and your prayers, especially during the holidays. So, Father God, I just come right now in the name of Jesus, asking that you would just, hallelujah, step in and give a special dispensation of grace. Double honor to our elderly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would send hands and feet, Lord, to help them. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would send cheerful spirits, Lord God, to let them know that they are not forgotten. They are not invisible, Lord God.
Glory.
And, Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that as they go through the holidays, that you can turn their memories into joy. That you, Lord God, would return the spirit of celebration to their very souls. Because, Lord, as long as you have left them here, there is a purpose for them here. So, Father God, I just pray right now that you stand with our elderly, that you love on them all the more, Father God, this holiday season. And Lord, I just want to thank you for every servant leader that has prayed and encouraged here on tonight. And Lord, I pray that you would bless them as they stood in the gap praying for others. I now stand praying for each and every one of them. I pray, Lord God, that you provide their every need according to your riches and glory. I pray, Father God, that you would use them mightily this holiday season to minister the gospel of your most indescribable gift, Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that some little boy or girl, hallelujah, would remind, hallelujah, everyone that they are loved. Every man, woman, boy, and girl needs to hear it this holiday season, that they are loved. So, Lord, send someone to tell them that first and foremost, you love them, and let us show them your love through us. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for these mighty ministers of Spirit Alive. Lord, I just continue, I pray your abundant blessings to fall fresh upon them and their families to all generations. I pray, Father God, that you, hallelujah, will show forth your glory through peace, joy, and happiness for each and every one of them this holiday season. And as it is in your Son Jesus' name, I do pray it all. Amen. Thanks to God, family and friends, you have been listening to Prayers and Encouragement for Hope and Healing at Christmas Time. And we pray that you were just that, encouraged. We pray that you remember that the greatest gift of all loves you. And he wants you to, and he's here to remind you of that love. So we pray that for those of us that can be a blessing, go out and be a blessing. And for those who are truly standing in need of a blessing, we pray that you would truly receive it, pressed down, shaken together until running over. Once again, I'd like to thank all the anointed servant leaders, Mother Mitchell, Pastor Vanessa, and Bishop Lester. I want to thank Minister Tuggle. I want to thank Apostle Zeta, and I want to thank Minister Tina Brown for just being in the room and being a watchman on the wall. She is entertaining, but she still stood with us in prayer, so I thank God for her and for each and every one of you that came out tonight and called into the studio and stood with us in prayer. We praise God for you. And we love you. So on behalf of myself and all of the beautiful servant leaders here at Spirit Alive, we pray that you will continue to be blessed with a beautiful, bountiful holiday season. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do and that you be ye transformed. Hallelujah. Good night and God bless you from all of us here at Taking It to the Streets and the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, my beautiful family. God bless you. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you, sister.
Amen.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Love you all.
Love you.
Amen.